The confirmation of the kingship and promise of dynasty. The coronation was an immense display of Henry VII's kingship designed to impress both Englishmen and foreigners and to confirm Tudor's undeniable God-given right to rule. The coronation. The detailed royal financial accounts reveal two characteristics of this new reign, both grandeur and prudence. Henry was very conscious of the need to appear regal. The purple velvet from his robe cost 40 shillings per yard, and he spent lavishly on ermine, ostrich feathers, and saddles. The accounts are evidence that the king paid different prices for separate orders of scarlet cloth, suggesting he was shopping around for the best price. The series of events leading up to the coronation were prescribed by tradition, and Henry deliberately followed them to the letter. On the 27th of October, Henry dined at Lambeth Palace with Thomas Borchier, the Archbishop of Canterbury, then went in procession to the Tower of London, the traditional lodging of a sovereign before the coronation. The next day, Henry granted titles to loyal servants, including the Dukedom of Bedford, for Jasper Tudor. Then dined with them at one table in the King's Great Chamber before overseeing the installation ceremonies. On the 29th of October, he took part in another great procession to Westminster Hall, wearing a long purple robe, but bareheaded, and accompanied by his heralds, nobles, household, and the Mayor of London. The coronation took place on Sunday the 30th of October. The service was almost identical to that used for Richard III. The Archbishop of Canterbury anointed and crowned the king. Bedford had the honour of bearing the crown, Derby carried the sword of the state, and Oxford bore the king's train. Afterwards, Henry showed himself to the people and returned to the tower for a banquet.